Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Reuters is reporting that OPEC is saying if the Middle East unrest continues, oil may go to $200 to $300 a barrel in the next few months. As the unrest in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, obviously the war going on in Libya, it is all just intensifying. And they've got a bunch of analysts in this Reuters report that came out yesterday. In fact, guys, re-pull me that headline from yesterday, please. Oil to go to $200 to $300 a barrel on Saudi unrest. So Lindsey Williams called it 6 months ago in October of 2010 from Ken Fromm, who then died 2 months later of cancer, former head of operations Atlantic Richfield with his inside knowledge, and the other still living CEO, a former CEO, even more high-powered of another major oil company, name known to me, but I'm not allowed to give it out, obviously, that they would start unrest in the Middle East and then trigger this global meltdown through that system. We're going to be talking about that with Lindsey Williams coming up in 1 hour today. That said, obviously, it is Wednesday, the sixth day of April 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm going to open the phones up coming up later in this hour, and we're going to go over all of the important news as well. Rebel-held Libya running out of cash. The rebels say NATO is the problem. Europe feels the strain as U.S. alters Libya policy. Oil near 2.5-year peak on Middle East weak dollar. Defense Secretary meeting with Saudi King to discuss Mideast unrest. Tired of violence, Mexicans ready for mass protest. Obama rolling out his new Facebook campaign. Commodities, gold hits new record. Brent oil above $122 a barrel right now. Obviously, it made big news in USA Today, Politico, The Hill, New York Times. When Ron Paul said that he will announce one way or the other in a month or less if he's going to be running for president, then basically hinted that he would be running for president. His son, Rand Paul, is in the news today saying he expects him to run. We're going to be breaking all of that down. But we've got a psyop going on here where we're so distracted with the economy, we're so distracted with what's happening as well with the new wars and NCAA and other distractions that we're missing the forest for the trees here. Scores of mainstream publications are quietly reporting that the United States, Canada, and even the EU are set to raise what they say is safe radiation levels. And, of course, we've already had Dr. Busby on the broadcast, who's a chemical physicist, breaking down that what they already say is safe levels is the key to the entire whitewash with all the different forms of radiation that are being loosed upon the planet through reactors, DU, nuclear weapons production facilities, enrichment facilities. But now that's becoming more evident than ever with them just saying we'll just raise the level and not report to people what's in the produce, what's in the milk. India has banned any Japanese fish, seafood, produce, fruits, vegetables, beef coming into India. Other countries are moving to do that, though they're on the other side of the world compared to where the winds. The winds start over Japan, go over the Pacific, hit North America, Atlantic, Europe, Middle East, Central Asia. And so India is literally on the other side of the world comparatively. Though they're geographically closer to Japan, they're on the other side of the world for where this radiation's coming in. But they're banning the importation. But here, there's no discussion about that. They're saying, well, if it does get higher in the food, which it's showing, we'll just say it's safe, wave the magic pixie wand. So we're going to be covering that first when we get back. Then into all the economic, military news. Lindsey Williams coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GCNLive.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the sixth day of April, 2011. Pastor Lindsey Williams, with his very important connections into former oil company CEOs and executives, dropped the key bombshell on us in October, 22nd, 2010, now 6 months ago, that the globalists would trigger destabilization in the Middle East, leading directly to massive oil price increases within 6 months to a year of $150 to $200 a barrel. Brent crude is now trading at $122 a barrel. That is the news headlines today. Here is Reuters yesterday. Update, oil could hit $200 to $300 a barrel on Saudi unrest and unrest in Yemen, as well as Bahrain and other areas. That's what many top analysts are now saying. There's an emergency meeting set to happen in the next 2 days with the Saudi king and Secretary of Defense Gates. Also, new article that just went up minutes ago at Infowars.com that we're going to be breaking down. Ron Paul, gold, commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse has begun. Signaling big event economic collapse. And so that report and the video and audio interview with Ron Paul is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That interview made headlines today and yesterday in more than 10 major newspapers, including USA Today, The Hill, Politico, and The New York Times. Headline from Infowars.com, Ron Paul to announce presidential bid next month. Appearing on the Alex Jones Show today, Texas Representative Ron Paul said he will make a final decision within a month on whether he will run for president in 2012. The congressman added that he will soon make a token decision if he will participate in a presidential debate to be held in South Carolina. And the way he said it is he's going to take part in that. In May, Dr. Paul said he will likely agree to be included in the debate, which is, again, saying a token that he's in the race, between potential presidential contenders without a commitment to run or officially filing papers declaring his candidacy. That will be covered a little bit later in the hour in more detail. Here is The Hill reporting on our report. Ron Paul to make presidential decision in next month. Here is Politico and USA Today. Ron Paul close to joining 2012 presidential race. Decision day, Ron Paul says it's next month. So that is just some of those reports that we're going to be breaking down for you today. We've also got the latest news on what's happening in North Africa, in Libya. The latest on GOP budget proposal, not a penny for Obamacare. Certainly good news, with the Republicans so far keeping their promise because of massive public backlash on that front. They smell victory. The question is, will they reverse themselves once they get back into full power over the House, Senate, and perhaps in the next 2 years or year and a half, the presidency of the United States? The globalists, of course, do still control both parties, but the Republicans are playing the part right now as the populist rebels. Also, there's a AP article promoting climate manipulation and geoengineering as a way to save us from global warming, as they admit more and more that they are chemtrailing us, but they say all of the previous chemtrailing has simply been scientific testing, that they may increase the operations. So they're now introducing that to the public. Commodities, gold has hit record new high, and again, Brent crude above $122 per barrel. That out of Reuters today. We're going to be going over all of that in great detail. And Lindsey Williams, as I said, is joining us coming up in about 50 minutes from now for the full second hour. We'll also open the phones up for folks who have any questions or comments for Pastor Lindsey Williams. That said, before I came into the office this morning, my wife had been reading Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the last few days, and she said, I've been listening to your show, and I've heard you talk some about this, but isn't this the big top story? My wife rarely gets involved in the show. Years ago, she was my producer and webmaster for Infowars.com, going back more than 10 years ago. So she's always been involved. But normally, she just doesn't have a lot of input on listening to the show on which direction I should go. And I really thought about it. I said, you know, you're right. I've talked about it quite a bit, but not as much as we should. I talked about it for an hour Sunday, an hour on Monday, probably 30 minutes yesterday. But really, she's right that even though the mainstream media is spinning this and acting like it's no big deal, it's a huge deal. We have the New York Times reporting. We have California papers reporting as of Sunday, 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, 131 found via the state monitoring facility at Berkeley in the tap water. Minor footnote in the news. I now have articles out of the EU, articles out of Canada, articles out of the U.S. where quietly the EPA of our government, but also other governments, environmental monitors, agencies, are announcing that they are set to raise the safe levels of radioactive isotopes. I guess they wave the magic wand and tell us what's safe. And many of the radiologists, nuclear physicists, chemical physicists we've had on have pointed out that they already have radiation set at a level that they say is safe that's not safe. Just like they say DU is now safe for the troops, though 20 years ago, before that, they said it was so deadly they couldn't use it unless they were in a full-out nuclear war already as an emergency weapon for ground troops to be able to take on the 10-to-1 superiority of Russian armor pouring in to the Fulda Gap in Germany and other areas. It was an emergency weapon to be served out of the armories only once nuclear war had already started. But in 91, they made the decision to wave the magic wand and say that it was no longer a problem. The troops could use it at shooting ranges, proving grounds, in wars, bomb civilian centers. Israel used it against Lebanon, Gaza, even though it blows right back into Israel. The winds blow from the north and from the west, east, it blows right back onto Israel. They made the decision to use it in Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. They use it in proving grounds and testing facilities all over the continental U.S., Hawaii, Puerto Rico. It's just incredible. And so what they're doing is, in plain view, they're now reporting radiation dumping into the ocean. Reuters, AP, LA Times, Kyoto News, we covered this yesterday, all with the headlines, radiation 7.5 million, and that's confirmed, safe levels being dumped directly out of the reactors into the Pacific Ocean with those currents going right towards the U.S., though it'll take, they say, 6 weeks on average to get here. I mean, this is just incredible. 7.5 million times. Now the Japanese are saying there's so much radiation coming out that it's incalculable. So many different variants, so many different types, uranium, plutonium, cesium, iodine, tritium. I mean, it's dozens of them. It's just a giant laundry list. 7.5 million. The reactor's still smoking, still putting off smoke that gets into the trade winds, into the jet stream, blowing over here. It's just incredible. But the bigger issue is that the media here is reporting on this in minor footnotes. If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have boil-down articles with little snippets from mainstream news and then links to the news where buried in each article, they take just incredible news and just bury it like it's no big deal. And NKH World reporting plant radiation monitor says levels immeasurable. An InfoWars report that has links to the EPA, own statements, America and EU agree, raise radiation levels for food. And back with Chernobyl in 86, the different European countries, for over 6 months, you can go pull these old reports up, only shipped in frozen food, vegetables, fruit, poultry, beef, fish from the Americas and from Asia. The grain, the milk, all of it was just thrown away. Production shut down for at least 6 months until the levels went down in the food, especially for children. And we've had nuclear physicists on saying, you know, this 181 times level being safe. Dr. Busby said, let's get Busby back on tomorrow if we can, or even today, if he could do it in the last 30 minutes. I know Williams is coming up, that he would look at still talking to a physician yourself, but that children might want to start taking potassium iodate on the West Coast. I'm not saying that because I'm not a medical doctor or a chemical physicist, who reports to the EU and even the BBC. I mean, he's an expert, but you can take what he said and research it yourself. I can't make that call for you. That's a call for you to make. But it's out of sight, out of mind. They're just burying this information that, oh, it's no big deal. The EPA and the EU are set to raise the levels of what they say is safe in beef, in poultry, in milk. Obviously, cows are large. They eat a lot of grass with the accumulated fallout coming in. And it bioaccumulates there, and then the cows excrete it. We breathe it as well, but they also excrete it in the higher levels. If the water's got 181 times in the Bay Area safe levels of radioactive iodine, can you imagine when the cows bioaccumulate that and what's going on in the milk? And the EPA's answer is they're not giving out radiation numbers. Washington and Oregon and California have. And so there's just a complete whitewash and ongoing cover-up of this happening. And even I'm susceptible to this, that when they're not making a big deal of it, I don't make as big a deal as I should. I mean, compared to the mainstream media, sure, we're covering it. But I'm going to come back and go through more of these articles and some of the numbers here. I mean, the larger question is for the listeners, I'd like to get your take on this, is what do we do about this? How do we force them to stop this cover-up? Or to not say, well, we'll just raise the levels of what we say are safe in the food and water. And this is a big, big deal. We'll continue with this on the other side. It's all up at InfoWars.com.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it.
Well, it's so predictable that we're 3+ weeks into this crisis. What, 3 weeks and 5 days? And the European Union, the U.S. government, the Canadian government, they're all discussing, because they don't want to scare the public and actually have people take precautions to protect themselves. And they're saying, well, we're just set to raise the safe levels. The EPA last week said, last Wednesday, yes, we found higher levels of radioactive isotopes in cow milk on the West Coast in three states, but we expect these levels to drop. Well, they're obviously not dropping because the lion's share of that radiation the last 2 weeks is now just arriving and settling in on top of the other radioactive fallout that's been building up day after day of, quote, low-level radiation stacking on top of each other. You stack enough pieces of paper on top of each other, you get a big pile. Well, it's the same thing with radiation. It starts to go up and up and up, and their response is, hey, now it's 7.5 million times normal levels of radiation dumping into the ocean. So what? It's not a problem. And the Japanese say they don't think it'll be a problem for seafood. And the only country, big country I've seen is India, saying we're banning everything from Japan that's produce coming into this nation. And they're on the other side of the world from the fallout. It's got to go all the way around the world before it gets back to there. Brandon Tuberville wrote a good article boiling this down with links to the mainstream news and EPA. America and EU raise radiation levels for food. This is on InfoWars.com. On March 28, 2011, I wrote an article entitled EPA to Help Mainstream Media Obscure the Truth About Radiation Exposure to Americans, in which I discussed the changes to the PAG's protective action guidelines being proposed by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, that would raise the acceptable levels of radiation allowed in the environment, food, and even the general public themselves in the event of a nuclear emergency. Interestingly enough, another article was published on April 3rd, 2011 by Alexander Higgins, citing KOPP Online and Xander News, stating that similar rule change was occurring in the European Union. PAGs, or policies and guidelines established by the EPA that guide the EPA's response to the event of radioactive emergency, specifically PAG's deal with how the EPA should enforce laws such as the Clean Air Act, the Water Act, in relation to disaster. Although PAGs had already been established in 92, the agency now plans to amend these guidelines to much higher levels of acceptable radiation. And he has links to the EPA's own announcements. And I was on ManCal, as I am every Wednesday, his big syndicated show, and he was playing news clips. In fact, we might try to dig them up. But he had actually national news clips saying, yes, well, the EPA is to raise acceptable radiation levels. What they say is safe. So I guess when I say the mainstream media isn't covering this, that's not entirely accurate. They're covering it, but it's just a footnote. It's just, yeah, we're set to raise the safe level threshold to a higher level. And it continues, no congressional approval is needed. Legally needed to make such changes because the EPA is a regulatory agency that sets policy, kind of like they're shutting down coal power plants with no laws behind them. Although these types of agencies can be directed by Congress or the president, they often form their own policies. All that is required is that agencies such as the EPA wish to change their policy is that they first publish the proposed changes to the Federal Register for a designated public period or public comment time. However, since public opinion is worth virtually nothing, once the proposed change is published in the Federal Register, it is well on its way to becoming the new policy. This is the unfortunate to consider the fact that according to PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, the new standards would result in a nearly 1,000, here's the key, nearly 1,000-fold increase for exposure to strontium-90 and 3,000 to 100,000-fold increase hike for exposure to iodine-131. So they're worried about it being so high that the proposed rules that we have links to, that they've entered this in the register, would be 3,000 to 100,000-time hike for iodine-131. That's what they're really picking up. And an almost 25,000 rise for exposure to radioactive nickel-63 in drinking water. Which brings us to the EU mirror of EPA policy, actually set back in 89 by amending standards in 87, and they are now announcing the EU Ordinance 297/2011 raises the maximum levels of radiation and radioactive isotopes for the food and feed to rather serious levels, including animal feed, in some cases such as the cesium-134 and cesium-137. The levels are actually twice the amount of previously acceptable levels. Many of these increases are allowed in products such as infant formula and baby foods. And it just goes on. We'll continue along these lines, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? Talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
I talked to Dave Mustaine a few weeks ago. He gave me a call. He said call him back the next week to get him back on the show. I never did it. I need to get around to that. In fact, today, guys, make me call Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, named his new album Endgame after our film Endgame, and helping spread the word about the New World Order. And he's since become a born-again Christian. I even had a chance to pray with him last year when he was in Dallas and invited me to an event up there. It's really great to see this show having that type of effect on people. Just it's interesting to see how many prominent people are really waking up to the New World Order. I want to go through a little bit more on these radiation headlines and the fact that in plain view, the federal government is not giving us radiation numbers. State governments have quietly put out numbers of as high as 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, and it's not getting any of the attention it needs. How do we get the word out on this? I mean, sure, I do other radio interviews. I go on other TV programs. I try to bring these issues up. A lot of people don't want to know how serious this is. They just want to imagine that everything's going to be okay. Before we go back to the calls, it is your support of the sponsors of the show, our local AM and FM affiliate sponsors as well, that makes this broadcast possible and funds the news websites, the TV show, the radio show, and future films that we are producing. And we're also in an information war. And when you get books like 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, that has gone as high as number 2 on Amazon now and is climbing up the New York Times best-selling list, you get a tool that will inform you to a higher level, but also that you can then give to folks after you've read it and pass on the information. And every mind we unlock is a great victory against the globalists. We're in a race against these people as they implode the world economy and try to offer their solution of total world tyranny as the way out, as Ron Paul concurred yesterday. So 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. When you get it at InfoWars.com with Big Brother, the Orwellian nightmare come true. Mark Dice's amazing new book illustrating the parallels between modern day and 1984. Very powerful read. When you get these two books together, already discounted, you can get one of my best-selling, most powerful films free of your choice, DVDs with expanded extras. So a 1995 DVD free when you get the two books at InfoWars.com. Also, we got a little bit more of these from him last week, but it's now out of print. It'll take him a few months to get them reprinted and back in stock. We do have a limited number of these because we ordered some more last week. The very last that he had, they came in. And we now have them available. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, 3rd edition, Joel M. Skousen. I expect these to be sold out today. They are available for a limited time at InfoWars.com. Also, the V for Victory t-shirt, You Are the Resistance, is the best-selling t-shirt we've ever had, even better than the Obama Joker shirt that was a limited edition. The V for Victory is a limited edition as well. In fact, I'll just go ahead and make the announcement now that in 3 months we will not reorder these, even though it's our best seller. They are limited edition, and we will not offer the You Are the Resistance V for Victory shirt again. We may come out with another variant, but this particular shirt will be gone in 3 months, or we'll stop ordering them in 3 months. So in 3 or 4 months, they'll be gone if you want to get those, because I did say when we launched them, they'd be limited edition, and they are. Many of our t-shirts are limited edition. And then if you want to meet like-minded people, if you want to spread the word, if you want to be a walking billboard for liberty and the resistance and help expand the buzz for freedom and the fact that there are so many people that are awake and aware, get an InfoWars.com shirt. Get a In the Fed shirt with InfoWars.com on it. Get a Draft Ron Paul 2012. By the way, he will be announcing. You heard it here first. I'm not going to get into any more details, but he will be announcing in the next month the run for the presidency, barring medical checkups and things. And last time he was in good health, but he's getting that all checked out. Barring a few things with the family and some other issues, Ron Paul will be announcing he's running for president in the next month. I mean, you heard him pretty much say that yesterday here on air. So that limited edition shirt will not be available as soon as he announces. In fact, I'm already going to give the word today not to reorder any more of those. So when they sell out, that's it for the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirts that are quite handsome. And again, when you're on the street, you will find out how many people are awake and involved and know what's happening. Very exciting tools, all available at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. So the U.S. government is set to increase safe radiation levels with strontium by 90 times, 3,000 to 100,000 fold for iodine-131, 25,000 or right below 25,000 time increase for exposure to radioactive nickel-63. And that, of course, is the stuff showing up in the milk and food. So they just magically say it's safe, so it's safe. And they're not warning people. And I'm sorry for dairy producers on the West Coast. Of course, radiation showing up all over the U.S. But I'm sorry for folks over there. But that's where most of the stuff is coming in. That's where the jet stream goes from a higher altitude and dumps in at the lower altitude. And that's where we predicted 3 weeks ago you'd see the first signs of this. And it's in the drinking water as well. And they're not telling people filter the water. They're not telling people get bottled water from out of state. They're not telling people or cities that they should be testing it further. They're not saying don't drink the milk. And I'm sorry for dairy producers on the West Coast, but, I mean, come on. Come on. The feds aren't even testing it. The states have tested it and found higher levels. And they're now telling us they're just going to raise the levels and just forget about it. And people flying in from Japan to U.S. airports for 2.5 weeks have been covered in radiation, and they don't even take their shoes away from them that have the most of it on it. They just tell them, go on into the U.S. So the policy is just don't worry about any of this. Toyota did last week come out and put out a little advisory to those that had just bought cars, saying there could be radiation in your car because of the fallout over there. It's just incredible that all of this is going on and that the media is playing it down. And this is a big deal. And how many apples go on your store shelves from California? How many strawberries? How much milk? I mean, there are literally hundreds of different produce products that come out of California that produces a lot of our food, a lot of really good food. Everything from artichokes to green beans to blueberries. I mean, you name it, it's grown there. Grapes. I mean, the list, it just goes on and on. Wine that's being picked right now, and people will be drinking this wine in a couple of years from now. A lot of the radiation will break down by then, but it'll still have the toxic effects of these chemicals. It's basically immeasurable. As the plant radiation monitor said today, that the levels are immeasurable. A radiation monitor in troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant says workers there are exposed to immeasurable levels of radiation. The monitor told NHK that no one can enter the plant's number 1 or 3 reactor buildings because radiation levels are so high that monitoring devices have been rendered useless. It's off the charts, but they're dumping into the ocean 7.5 million times at least safe levels. He said even levels outside the building exceed 100 millisieverts. And it continues, pools and streams of water contaminated with highly radioactive isotopes are being found throughout the facility. The monitor says he takes measurements as soon as he finds water because he can't determine whether it's contaminated just by looking at it. He said he's very worried about the safety of the workers there. Contaminated water and efforts to remove it have been hampered. Much-needed work to cool the reactors. The monitor expressed frustration, linking the situation to looking up mountains that one has to climb without having taken a single step. It's just that high. Here's another New York Times article. U.S. sees array of new threats at Japan's nuclear plant. Continued meltdowns, explosions, unable to plug all the different leaks from the explosions because you've got pipes going into the containment areas, breach containment. It just goes on and on. And the likelihood of more explosions, they report on that. Japan has plugged one uncontrolled leak from the nuclear plant for now. That's some good news out of AFP. TEPCO to inject nitrogen into number one reactor to prevent explosion. That's Japan Today. That's just some of what we have there. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls now for the balance of the hour. And then Lindsey Williams is going to be joining us because, of course, he said 6 months ago, October 22nd here, that his inside sources would that there was going to be destabilization of the Middle East to then drive a smokescreen for decoupling the dollar as the world reserve currency. But that would come after oil rose from $150 to $200 a barrel from where it was at $65 a barrel at the time. Brent crude today is $122 and rising towards the $150 mark, he predicted. And they're reporting it could go to $200 to $300, according to top analyst. Oil prices could rocket $200 to $300 a barrel if the world's top crude exporter, Saudi Arabia, is hit by serious political unrest, former Saudi oil minister told Reuters. And they've got other analysts basically saying the same thing. Also, Ron Paul announces that he will be saying he's going to run or not run in the next month. Here on air yesterday, that got picked up by Politico, USA Today, The Hill, and others. We're going to go over more of that. Also, other commodities like gold hitting another record high. Same with silver. We're going to be breaking that down as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Wilson just hung up. He was next. So let's go to Adam in Pennsylvania. Adam, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I just had a question regarding a court case that began yesterday involving 9/11. You had spoken to a young lady named April Gallup back in 2008 regarding her account as what happened at the Pentagon.
Yeah, she was one of the only survivors where the missile hit at the Pentagon.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. I just was wondering if you had any general comments on the court case, if you have spoken to Ms. Gallup since then.
No, but she. It would be good to get her on. I know we've had some of her associates on since then, but April Gallup is a good person to get back on.
Okay, and one other question. In the suit, it's Gallup versus Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Myers. Why wasn't President Bush, and for that matter, the majority of his administration included in the suit?
Because most of the experts who've really studied it, including myself, it looks like Bush was running around scared and was out of the loop. Cheney was in command of the operation in the bunker, according to Norman Mineta and others. And we have the stand-down order from June of that year, taking the default power for brass to shoot down hijacked aircraft that were going to be used as weapons or that were going to crash into populated areas. So you also have that. They then rescinded that stand-down order a week after 9/11.
Okay, and just one follow-up thing. The article I originally read was on 911truth.org. As of that article being published on March 24, I have not seen anything in mainstream media or even local news in New Haven, Connecticut addressing the court case. Is that deliberate, that they're not speaking about it?
Absolutely. They don't want a survivor who had her baby there that day. You know, they let them have their baby a couple days a year come, your children, with the secretaries, and she barely survived and was basically told to shut up. And it's a key piece of testimony, and we're going to work on getting her on. The producers are listening, and I give the green light to that. Thank you, Adam. I'm happy to take Adam's question because we're open phones. Does anybody want to talk about the cover-up of the radiation and the media and the government saying they're going to raise safe levels? I mean, I'm not scolding you. I'm glad you brought that up, but I hope somebody is concerned about this radiation and the fact that the government's covering this up. Let's go to Richard in Vermont. Richard, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. In the New York Times and the Asia Pacific section from yesterday's paper, article by James Glantz and William J. Broad from April 5th, name of the article is U.S. Sees Array of New Threats at Japan's Nuclear Plant.
Yeah, I just mentioned that, yeah.
Okay, and they don't get to, this is one of those footnote things that they just happen to throw in there, the seventh paragraph down. Okay, now when you and I saw that, I actually was the guy that called you and told you that they had blown plutonium rods all over the place after we were trying to figure out what was coming out of that 3,000-foot cloud.
That's right. You're a former nuclear worker. You've called before, right?
Yeah. Okay, down in regards to 3 weeks and 4 days ago when I called, you and I were sure that we saw stuff getting flying out of that.
Well, they admit, right? They were storing 644,000 rods, yeah, on top of these facilities, and it was clearly rods. I said that the day I saw it, that Monday, you know, 3 days into the event. I said, looks like fuel rods, and it turns out, here it is. The document also suggests that fragments or particles of nuclear fuel from spent fuel rods above the reactors were blown up to 1 mile from the units. Yeah, it was 3,000 feet tall, because I looked up those towers, or 1,000 feet. It was at least three times taller than those. And, yeah, they're saying right here in their reports that it splattered fuel rods up to a mile away.
Yep, and that pieces of highly reactive or radioactive material fell between two of the units, which doesn't that make it a nice cozy little place in there between two of the units? We know for a fact that it had blown within a mile, and I don't know if you recall or if you ever saw one of the examples that they give on how radiation spreads. They put a room full of mouse traps. And they have a ping pong ball set on, instead of a piece of cheese, on each one of those. And they take one ping pong ball and they throw it into the middle of the room, and within a matter of seconds, all the rest of the mice traps in the room all fire off, and the ping pong balls are flying all over the place. Well, what happens when that stuff hits when particularly plutonium isotopes hit the soil, all right? Now, this is spread around within a mile. Those things spread. Each molecule of dirt spreads it onto the next molecule of dirt, and it just starts spreading out farther and farther. And for them to bulldoze over these things, it's like having a field of landmines, and you don't even have to step on something.
Well, sure. I mean, for billions of years, the radioactive half-life of uranium is 4.5 billion, on average, depending on the variant of it, from what we've seen and the physicists we've had on. And it's going to be leaching into the soil, the water table, the ocean. And that's what we said when number one blew up on Saturday. We wrote an article, Kurt Nemo did, and we linked to other articles that Drudge picked up from some of our auxiliary writers, where we said, looks like fuel rods were blown sky high. I'm not bragging. I just, we don't make stuff up here. And then Monday, the Mach 3, number 3 blew sky high. And, I mean, clearly that damaged the core. And later they admitted, yeah, it damaged the core. That explosion looked like a nuke went off. I mean, of course it damaged the core. And this stuff is spreading. It's terrible. Richard, you want to add anything else after the break, or are you done?
No, go ahead and go to your break. Yeah, I'm pretty well done.
All right, God bless you. And you're absolutely right, sir. Thing. They're dumping 7.5 million times safe levels of cocktail of radioactive poisons into the Pacific Ocean. This New York Times article does have buried that the government and Japanese report says that they did spray fuel rods everywhere, that they're just bulldozing upwards of a mile away, not even picking them up. They're just burying them on the spot. I mean, this is insane. Not even marking where they're at. This just shows the ham-fisted, not caring attitude of these people. And why not? They can just say radiation is now good for you and raise it 25,000 times with one isotope, 10,000 times with another. And that's all in the news. The EPA just calmly reporting it like it's no big deal. And then we're the alarmist conspiracy theorists for being concerned. Later in the third hour, I'll talk about this a little bit, but I want to go to your calls right now, and then Lindsay Williams at 8 after. We'll get Lindsay on at 8 after, second segment, so I can finish up with these callers. The Huffington Post is reporting, and we'll get a link to this up on Infowars.com right now. The best place to find it's up at the Drudge Report right now. It's the top link, big headline, Beck out at Fox. And this is exactly how I predicted they would do it. It's like when they took Gibson. I've been a guest on his show and his radio show. When they took Gibson, New York Times also has it, back to end daily Fox News program. And what they're doing is, this is how they transition you off. He's going to go basically to a weekend show or special reports with Glenn Beck that you see occasionally. And that's basically what they've done with people like Alan Combs when they kicked him off Hannity and Combs, and it just became Hannity. That he does specials and is a contributor to some of the shows. And so he said on his radio program today that they are phasing, that he's being phased out and transitioned off Fox. Now, I have three sources inside Fox. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I knew over a month and a half ago that the word was that the only person keeping Beck there was Roger Ailes, and that it was being looked at that Beck would be gone. And that his ratings had dropped by about 35% in the last year and were continuing in free fall. Then last week, the numbers came out that he fell even more on TV. Still 2 million viewers, still more than CNN and MSNBC combined with their bigger shows. The real reason he's being run out of Fox is the fact that Media Matters, George Soros funded, took and brags that they basically were instrumental in running off 400 plus sponsors. And now the memos have been released 2 weeks ago out of Politico that Media Matters' job is to sabotage and destroy Fox, period. So I think Fox has made a big mistake here, because now they're just going to turn their guns on Hannity and others. And even though I don't particularly like these guys as phony conservatives, it's they're better than George Soros any day of the week. They'll at least be pro-gun and talk about cutting taxes. And Beck would talk about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. He was a lot better than them. I would have loved to be able to support Beck as a lesser of evils compared to something like MSNBC, but he privately did stuff to mess with my show and to keep people off as guests and threaten and try to keep me off Fox News. And so it's infuriating. But I'm not happy about this. He's gained 88 stations in the last year. The media says, ooh, he's lost seven, like he's losing affiliates. You always lose and gain affiliates. They change formats. Program directors have new ideas. His show's growing. He's doing better in radio than ever. And that's where his big audience is. He's only got 2 million on Fox. He's got about 6, 7 million a day, over 11 million a week. And though I find him disingenuous and distasteful and very deceptive towards myself, playing edited tapes of me and things on air, still, this is not good. This is not good news.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Pastor Lindsey Williams, certainly proven right yet again. 6 months ago, inside sources, big oil company execs told him that they were going to stage events in the Middle East to create a crisis, that oil prices would go in the next 6 months to a year from a $65 a barrel to $150 and then as high as $200 a barrel. Brent crude's now at $122 today. Gold going towards all-time high. Headline Bloomberg Financial. Gold advances to record for a second day. Silver at 31-year high. We're going to be breaking that down as well. I want to continue now with some of your phone calls here with Jason in Florida. Jason, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Keep up the good work. I appreciate everything you're doing. But I have a couple questions, actually. I'm in the military, and I keep trying to tell these guys about radiation poisoning and everything like that because we're actually a squadron, our sister squadron is going to Japan, and everyone thinks it's a joke with all this radiation.
Really, the aircraft carriers ran out of the area, and they've been evacuating U.S. troops all the way to the south. I mean, that's been on record for 2 weeks, but your guys think it's a joke?
Yeah, everyone, they're laughing about it, saying, oh, radiation, that's not going to affect us. And I keep, keep telling them, but
You know, my grandfather used Cooper Tox on his cows so flies wouldn't bite them. And my dad would say when he was a little kid, he said, Daddy, this has cyanide in it. It has a skull and crossbones. It says you got to wear a mask and wash yourself after. Daddy, don't breed that. And he'd say, son, I'm tough. And, you know, he was a rough outdoorsman guy. He said, I'll be fine. And, of course, it gave him bone cancer and lung cancer. But so young guys think they're bulletproof.
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering, I've been trying to look on Google and everything, Dex. You said the state's been putting out radiation levels, and I haven't found anything on Florida. Do you know anything if they're finding radiation?
No, I've seen it in more than 20 states, Massachusetts, California, Nevada. Just put the name of your Florida reports minuscule or low-level increase. That's usually the spin. I haven't seen them report that in Florida, but I've seen it in more than 20 states, just minor footnotes that, oh, by the way, there's some increased radiation. It's safe. And now that it's going up to levels that aren't safe according to their old measurement, they just say, well, we're raising what's safe then. So, I mean, if the government comes out and says cyanide's safe to eat, I wouldn't eat it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, it's just really frustrating, Alex, because I'm trying to, open these guys' eyes up because it's actually... talk about the tough guy thing. When I was talking about Libya and all the things that were going on in Libya, and I was actually showing these guys reports directly from, MSNBC, CNN, all this stuff about, them using DU bombs and everything like that. And everyone's calling me, I'm scared. I'm a hippie. I'm against, the military. I'm not a hard ass, all that good stuff like that. And they don't understand that we're taking over a sovereign nation, and they just think, it's another... these are bad guys, and we must, kill them all. And if you're not with that, you're against us.
Well, I remember in the last few weeks seeing a lot of former military people on the news saying it's a bad idea, and hearing current military calling in saying that the mission's not defined and that they're backing Al-Qaeda and that's wrong. And a lot of congressmen and people have talked about it. Even the Secretary of Defense 3 weeks ago said he didn't think it was a very good idea. So sounds like some of the guys in your, you say in your squadron, are you in the Air Force?
No, sir. I'm in the Navy.
Okay, but so they're not concerned. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I always thought it was important and intelligent to be concerned and to weigh things and to discuss things. It doesn't mean you don't follow orders as long as they're lawful orders. But to talk about radiation concerns doesn't mean you're a wimp. I mean, that's bizarre. But unfortunately, they'll find out. People think they can smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and get away with it. And on average, take about 20 years off your life. It just shows people think they're bulletproof. But let me tell you, time has a way of showing folks that they weren't bulletproof. And that's the foolishness of youth. A lot of good things come with youth, but also a lot of bad things.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. In fact, 5 minutes into the next hour, we're going to open the phones up. I know we have callers that were previously holding, but I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you, but if you have a question for Lindsey Williams about the Middle East, about commodity and oil prices increasing, you're welcome to stay. If not, I'd ask you to please disconnect so others can call in at 1-800-259-9231, and you'll be welcome to call back in the third hour when we have open phones for everybody and go through a lot of important news. Pastor Lindsey Williams, going back 3 years ago plus, said oil will go from $60 a barrel to $150 in the next 6 months. Everybody laughed at him but me. It went up to $150. Then he said, now it's going to go down to $40. Everybody laughed again. It went down to $40, exactly as he said, on the exact same time frame. And he then said 2 years ago, he said, enjoy yourself. It's going to stay at $60 or thereabouts for 2 years. But then when it starts going back up, it will then race up to 150 or higher, perhaps 200. Now, he wasn't looking into tea leaves or runes or a crystal ball at a roadside gypsy shack. He wasn't consulting the Easter Bunny or doing seances. He worked as the head chaplain. That's a key position, just like in Congress or just like on an aircraft carrier. The chaplain's the only person that can walk in and talk to the admiral or the captain whenever they want. And it's a liaison to the men throughout history. He was out there running his own charter company of aircraft on the side, preaching. They liked him, brought him up to the, you know, what they called the Atlantic Richfield Hilton, their own, you know, private hotel for the elites, put him in there for years, and he became the chaplain and sat in on inner oil company board meetings as the liaison to the work crews. Because he decreased the prostitution, the alcoholism, the fighting. He was their guy. And he wrote a book, The Energy Non-Crisis, how there was more oil in Alaska discovered than Saudi Arabia and how they wouldn't release it. Now that's been declassified. When he wrote it back in the 1980s, he was laughed at. But it's all confirmed now. He wrote about the deal they'd done with the Arabs to have them invest most of their money in T-bills. And in turn, the U.S. would keep most of the oil out of the Gulf and out of Alaska and Prudhoe Bay off the market. And they've done that with regulators. That's why the big oil companies fund all the big environmental groups and then gripe and say they won't let us drill. They're the ones that work for them. That's just their shill, their foil, their minion, their front. And AP sued in 2000 and in 2001, just like Bloomberg sued and got the Federal Reserve documents that most of the trillions went to foreign banks and to private corporations. Same thing. AP sued. We wrote big articles about it at the time. And then again in 2006 when more came out, that the oil companies got together in 95 and 96, the Big Ten, at meetings. And that there's the minutes of the meetings, and we linked to those in the articles. And AP, again, are the ones that got them. And it was how they met and said there's too much oil. We've already shut down most of the fields in areas we don't control using government. to create artificial scarcity. We need to buy up all of the existing refineries that we don't own and shut them down and not expand our refineries. That's how we're going to create an artificial bottleneck. So there's another confirmed how they're doing it. The oil companies don't want you to get the oil. Just like diamonds are only semi-precious, but they're geographically located. So the De Beers is able on record to shut them down and have a 90-plus percent diamond monopoly. So a diamond that should cost $5, they lay on the ground in Africa. Costs $10,000. On the scale, they're semi-precious. It's a giant scam. Same thing with oil. And Lindsay then came on here 6 months ago, October 22nd, and he said, and I'm just building this up so new listeners understand why this is important, and Ken Fromm was nearing death, and so he went ahead and revealed Ken Fromm because then he was allowed to. And then Ken Fromm did die in December of cancer, long battle. Ken Fromm was the operations director, number two Atlantic Richfield, but not his main source, just one of his big ones. The other guy is the former CEO of a big three. I know his name, not allowed to say. And obviously it's a source. That's how the media works. I get emails going, well, why can't you tell us? Well, that's how when Homeland Security people, federal marshals send me internal documents, how Homeland Security is really for the American people, and it goes into 500 newspapers the next day, and then they're saying, tell us your source. They would be fired if I told you the source. That's how media works. It's called sources. Now, this other source we can't reveal. We have revealed the other one because he's dead now. They both told him in October because he talked to Fromm and then he called the other guy and he said, yeah, that's right. And let me tell you more. You're going to see destabilization. He said, war? He said, no. Crises in the Middle East. That's going to run oil up. We're behind it to 150. Then we're going to use that to decouple the dollar and to start the slide of the dollar. The Arabs will be double-crossed because they've invested in the dollar. And then we'll open up drilling all over North America. But that'll take years to go online. In that interim, oil will go to 150 to 200. Well, Reuters yesterday reports Saudi Arabian government and others are saying $200 to $300 a barrel. Brent crude's 122 today. That's Reuters. Gold hits new record. Brent oil above 122. And everything Lindsay said happened. Lindsay Williams, my friend, good to have you here with us. And you've got more intel for us now today from your source. And so we're very pleased to have you.
Alex Jones, I want to congratulate you for being such a brave talk show host to allow me to appear on InfoWars over the years and say such daily unbelievable things that my elitist friends have told me. I admire you more than you can possibly imagine. There were other talk show hosts that wouldn't even allow me on the air. Many of them laughed at me. You took me on as a friend. And I just say congratulations because every single thing that they said has taken place exactly like they said. You know, I mentioned to your audience back about 2 years ago where the price of gold and silver was going. Do you realize that it cost as much today to mail an ounce of silver, a silver dollar, as it did to buy it in 1960? Alex, you're to be congratulated. I just sit back here amazed and am always considered such a privilege to be on InfoWars.
Well, Lindsay, you've got the floor. Give us any new information you have. What's happening in the Middle East? Where all this is going?
Well, yes, I have been in contact with the other Mr. X in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, two different times in the past, about a week and a half. And some of the things I've been given, again, it's like the information they've given me in the past. It's startling. But again, may I say to everyone out there in your listening audience, I take no credit for this. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that puts on his britches just like any other man on any given day. And it's by the providence of God that I've known all of this so that I could give it to you over the air here at InfoWars today. The Muslim Brotherhood, I think this is probably the most critical thing that's been given to me just recently. We are going to give, or we are in the process of giving. Now, this came from my source. We are in the process of giving Egypt and Libya to the Muslim Brotherhood. I think the average person would not have the slightest idea as to how startling this is going to be because this is going to spread all over the Middle East. And I'm glad that you picked up on that on yesterday, because I did also. Saudi Arabia oil minister on yesterday was interviewed on national news, and he said that the price of crude oil is going from $200 to $300 a barrel. Now, do you suppose this man knows nothing about what he's talking about? He knows things that the average person didn't have the slightest idea of, the knowledge of. And he's right. Now, he said $200 to $300 a barrel. I was told a number of months ago that it was going to $200 a barrel. When I heard the Saudi Arabia oil minister say $300, I was startled. They may take it to that, because they've got to do it in order to take the price of gold to $3,000 an ounce. I hope you're hearing this. Gold and silver is such a vital part of this whole thing, because in order to have a new world order currency in the future, they must back it with gold and silver. In order to do that, they have got to take gold and silver to gold to $300 an ounce, silver to $50 to $100 an ounce. I told this on your program back, oh my goodness, it was nearly 2 years ago, that the price of gold and silver was only going to go one way. It's quite interesting. Just the other day, in the last few days, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who is a very prominent businessman over in the Las Vegas area. And he mentioned our conversation of about a year ago. He said, Lindsay, about a year ago, I called you. And I said, well, I think gold and silver has gone to its peak. This businessman over in Las Vegas said, that was about a year ago. He said, gold and silver has got to its peak. He said, I think I'll sell it. I'd sell everything I've got. And I told him, I said, don't you dare do that. This was a year ago now. I said, don't you dare sell your gold and silver. I said, it's going to keep going up. He said, no, no, no. I think it's leveled out, and it's gotten about as high as it's going. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's going to keep going right up. Well, I talked to him the other day, and he said, Chaplain Williams, I am so glad I took your advice. He said, if I had sold my gold and silver a year ago because I thought it had reached the peak, I said, well, you haven't seen anything yet. I said, you're going to see gold go to $3,000 an ounce. You're going to see silver continue to climb. And it's amazing how some people, and you in particular, Alex, have been willing to accept this information that the elitists have given me over the years. And as a result, every single time it's been exact as they said it. Now, what's going to happen in the Middle East? Egypt and Libya both are being given, did you hear this? I just got this. Egypt and Libya both are being given to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, right now, Egypt does not have a government. It's in shambles. Wait till September. They're going to elect a new government.
All right, stay there. And notice now, Al-Baradei, who's admittedly UN minion, has said they might have war with Israel. So we see the stabilization program. They admit Al-Qaeda is the core of the group. Now Al-Qaeda is the good guys. If you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. Well, then I'm un-American. I know Lindsay Williams doesn't like Al-Qaeda either. The Muslim Brotherhood is British intelligence. Global destabilization program now going into high gear. We got Max Keiser popping in the last 20 minutes of the broadcast today on the big breakout of silver, the crash J.P. Morgan buy silver program that he launched months ago. Lindsay Williams will be with us a little bit in the next hour. I do want to open the phones up for your questions for Lindsay Williams at 800-259-9231. Lindsay, you've also been attacked a lot from mainstream media, alternative, because you've been so right. And that's another indicator. I know who your sources are. Ken Fromm's now public because he's died. The other guy's even bigger. I know his name. I know people that have talked to him and confirmed this. I haven't attempted to call him. But I know your other source, former CEO of a big three. And the proof is in the pudding of what you said. Now, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into handing it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. The headline of the Wall Street Journal was, Mujahideen Al-Qaeda are the core of these groups. So just like they used them to take over the Serbs in Kosovo, they used them against the Russians. They're just switching back to their old game with Al-Qaeda, just like Amir al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, secretly hangs out at the Pentagon, source Fox News AP getting orders. He's the guy running all these domestic attacks. This is their weapon, and it's so diabolical, the average person has trouble understanding it. But you were getting into this program of destabilization that you predicted through your source with precision October 22nd last year, 6 months ago.
I hope, Alex, that you have some of the Middle East kings and royal families listening to your show today. Because the next item that I've been given just recently is so startling that, but again, you remember the day that I said it was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and talk show hosts around the country laughed at me. You were willing to at least accept what I said.
Because, and Lindsay, if it didn't come out to be true, it just meant that your sources double-crossed you. I mean, Stan Monteith's talked to your sources. I know who they are. I've read your book you wrote in 81. I mean, you were on record working there. It was on record that Fromm got fired when your book came out and then rehired.
Well, it's now on record, I hope, as off your show today, if any of the Middle East kings and royal families are listening, you're on your way out. First of all, it was Mubarak in Egypt. And then it's Gaddafi in Libya. He's just a little more stubborn. It's going to take longer to get him out of there. Then it's going to be one country after the other. Syria, Bahrain, Yemen. Now,
these guys always use buzzwords. When they said destabilization, and when they said the prices were going to go up and that things were going to change, we now see what that is. And when they told you they're going to double cross the Arabs, that's what you're saying is that's not, now they've told you that's not just cheating them out of their T-bills. That means basically backing their overthrow as well.
They are going to be overthrown, mark my words. The royal families in the Middle East, the oil barons, one after the other, are going to be overthrown until they have done exactly what they want to do. They did it in Egypt, and now we have given Egypt to the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you realize that the Muslim Brotherhood is jihad? They're going to put in Sharia law.
Stop. The Egyptian government banned protests last week, and I meant to cover this 2 days ago. Guys, put into the search engine. I want to back up Pastor Williams. Egyptian government calls for modesty police, just like Iran, so they literally are doing this.
Yes, and they believe in the Quran. They do not believe in the Bible as God's word. In fact, they hate it. We are considered infidels. Women, oh my goodness.
Well, Lindsay, just to be clear, and we're going to go to break, long segment coming up, I won't interrupt you because I want you to be able to go. I'm not here, and I know you're a Baptist pastor, and I respect you, and I'm a Christian myself. I mean, a lot of the Muslims don't want war and don't hate Christians, but the point is the groups they're putting in do want war and have been calling for crises so the globalists can have this larger clash of civilizations.
Brotherhood is militant. And do you know what happens to women? You know, we talk about segregation. We talk about nobody being put down or talked bad about in America. You know, every single woman's organization in the United States of America should literally be raising the roof, shouting holy horror to Washington that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be taking over all of these Middle East countries. You know what rights women are going to have under the Muslim Brotherhood? Ladies, where are you? Why in this world aren't you out there shouting to the top of your voice that this is the most cruel thing that could ever happen on the face of this earth, is for our government to basically, okay, a week and a half ago, you ready? I may as well give it right now. And then if we have to, we'll take it up on the next part. A week and a half ago, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, went to Libya. I heard it one time on the national news. Then I found out from my source what it was all about. She met with the Muslim Brotherhood. It was closed. No news people were allowed. When she came out, she was not allowed to even talk to a news media.
Stay there, Lindsay. 18-minute segment coming up. You'll have the floor when we come back. The double cross, the overthrow of the Arab countries. You were just told this by your powerful source. On the other side, break it all down. What's going on with Hillary? Quick break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, interviewing Lindsay Williams.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to Lindsay Williams here in just a moment. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Scott, John, Julio, Bob, Tony, we're going to get to all of you here live on air coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. But I want Lindsay to be able to calmly go through the globalist master plan, the plan to overthrow of all of these Arab-run countries that have royalty in charge or plutocrats. Will that include Jordan? The globalists stabbing their own minions in the back, a larger strategic plan leading towards the end of the dollar. We'll be talking to Lindsey Williams about that. He's going to lay it all out in his latest info that dovetails and piggybacks with the last info. Remember the stuff 6 months ago, now coming true, because he has this insider information. But continuing here, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Or, again, go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Also, Stansberry Research with their powerful video that has all the graphs and documents proving the globalists are moving towards depegging the dollar as the world reserve currency. See the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Stansberry and Associate Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 whose subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They have more subscribers than the New York Times. They recently created an eye-opening video you can see for free at endofamerica3.com. For free, check it out, endofamerica3.com. Lastly, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset and their April special. They've got big discounts running for the month of April, and they also financed and helped get the new song out. Just an amazing Mark Wills song that wasn't even on the charts until it aired here first. And then they wanted me to point that out and thank the listeners. It's gone now to number 4 on the GAC Big Country charts. You heard it here first from Diamond Gusset. You can hear the song, of course, for free in the MP3 at gusset.com/sale. And check out all the big sales and discounts of the Made in America jeans and other great clothing products. They've celebrated 25 years this year, by the way. gusset.com/sale. And Looking for America, number 4 on the GAC charts. When they called me and said, hey, we're trying to get this song out about restoring America, getting factories back, stopping the globalists, would you air it? And I said, let me hear the song. I was like, man, this is really good country. Yeah, I'll air it. It's a good message. It's what we need to use the media for. And see, the truth sells. Number 4. I want it to go to number 1. So request stations play it. Okay, let's go ahead now. And go back to Lindsay. Lindsay, I'm going to try to shut up, sit back. I just want to add, I looked it up. You're saying your inside source says she went to eastern Libya. They're reporting she's had a bunch of meetings in the last 3 weeks in Europe and London's closed meetings with the Muslim Brotherhood and, quote, the Libyan rebel leadership. And the head of the rebels was in the New York Times admitting, I sent people to kill Americans. So he is al-Qaeda. Of course, he's been in Virginia, another one for 2 decades. I mean, this is red-handed that we're talking about. So break down, recap the master plan, where this is going. Your source saying they're going to go all the way to Riyadh. They're going to overthrow the king. The king is meeting with Gates, today, threatening to raise the oil prices above 200. So I guess they're starting to get desperate. That adds credibility to what you're saying. Lindsay, you've got the floor.
6 months ago on InfoWars, I said that I had just been told on the phone by my elitist friend that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. It began in Egypt. Then it went over to Libya. It will spread from one part of the Middle East to the other. It is a master plan. I did not know at the time what the extent of this was going to be. 1 week after the crisis in Egypt, my friend told me again everything that was going to happen, and last time I was on InfoWars, I gave that. How that they will spread this crisis situation through the entire Middle East, how that the elite are supporting, they are the ones behind them with the money, of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is jihad. It is Sharia law.
But by the way, that's on record that the West is funding all the rebels and starting all this, so that's on record.
And the women of America should be raising the roof. If you say that you believe in women's rights, for goodness sakes, why don't you start taking some action with what the Muslim Brotherhood's going to do over there, those poor women in every one of these countries that they take over. And as it will spread from place to place, here we go, please, put this down. Every Middle East king, every royal family is going to fall. It's only a matter of time. Now, the elite's timeline is the end of 2012. They said, Mr. Trump, whoever died, said that the dollar will be dead, not non-existent, but dead by the end of 2012. That means that they have to create a number of things. First of all, when they told me that there would be a crisis in the Middle East in 4 to 5 months, it took place in Egypt first, just as they had said it would, and then it will spread through the entire Middle East for the purpose of getting crude oil to the price where they want it to go.
I want to be clear. The purpose is not to give freedom to the people. I mean, who likes Mubarak? They're putting something in worse, banning protest, bringing in the modesty police. We just put that headline up earlier. They're getting rid of Gaddafi, putting in Al-Qaeda. They're going to put even worse people in.
So last week, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, actually met with the Muslim Brotherhood. She met that for the purpose of guaranteeing them that each country that they take over, they will have the government of that country. Mark my words, you are going to see the Muslim Brotherhood put in September, whenever they have the elections in Egypt. Once Gaddafi is removed out of Libya, the Muslim Brotherhood will take over. This is being done. But to me, it's so interesting how the elite create a crisis and then create a solution. They're going to use the Muslim Brotherhood over however long a period of time it takes them to accomplish what they want. And they will be scuttled again in the end, because the whole thing turns out with the New World Order over a period of years, bringing about total control all over the face of the earth. Now, watch this spread. You're going to see it spread everywhere. Please watch this. The last place that the Muslim Brotherhood will take over is the royal family in Saudi Arabia. There's a reason for this. They want to catch all of the other countries first. Syria, oh my gracious, they're opening fire, the government is, on the people and killing them. The same thing that happened in Libya. And if we say that we disagreed with what Gaddafi did in Libya, our government better take immediate action. I mean, this is an action that is not going to end. It's nowhere near coming to a close. It's going to go from country to country. Syria's killing them, right? Bahrain, you're going to have Yemen. The last place is Saudi Arabia. The reason for this is, as I was told 1 week after the first crisis in Egypt, was to raise the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel. Now Saudi Arabia's oil minister is saying $300 a barrel possible. Well, I don't know that. I haven't been told that, but I was told $200 a barrel for the purpose of bringing about the end result. Now, notice this, end result. Saudi Arabia supplies more crude oil to America than any other country. And the end result is what they want, which Saudi Arabia, when it hits them, mark my words, you'll have $200 a barrel. You'll have $6, $7, $8 a gallon at the gas pump. My son, this past weekend, was in California. He actually took a picture and brought it home to me. $4.83 a gallon in California for diesel fuel last weekend. Now, the end result of all of this is to take the price of crude oil where they want it, to basically make it non-available because of all the crisis that will take place in the Middle East, so that they can collapse the dollar. Don't you understand that the New World Order is not destroying America? The New World Order is taking over America. It is a matter of control. And in order to do it, they have to take the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel, collapse the dollar, bring it to a situation of having so little purchasing power by the end of 2012 that the government of the United States of America will have to default on its debt. Do you realize this is a long-range program through the end of 2012 to bring about basically a control of America so they can control the whole world. After all, we've had the reserve currency of the world for all of these years. There's got to be a default on the American debt. Right now, we are in horrible trouble. Just listen to Congress and what they're saying about the debt crisis. They can't even get anything together up there whatsoever for Friday, being the day that the budget runs out. Now, whenever the dollar collapses, do you realize what's going to happen to China, who holds $1 trillion of our paper, T-bills, and they've trusted it? All of these kings and heads of state in the oil-producing countries of the world. They have trusted it because there was nothing as sound as the American dollar and our T-bills and our Federal Reserve issues. When all of this collapses, can you imagine what the end result of it is going to be? It's going to be a total takeover of the new world order, but in order to do that, they've got to get the price of gold to $3,000 an ounce. Folks, please, 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 I begged of you 2 years ago to buy every piece of gold you could get, every piece of silver you could get your hands on. You haven't seen anything yet. I am pleading with you. I'm begging of you. I don't care if it is $1,455 an ounce right now, and silver is $39.50 and pushing $40. It doesn't matter. Go buy it, because it's going to go to $3,000.
Well, Lindsay, that's what your high-powered
currency with it.
Exactly. They're going to back their one world government currency with it. Ron Paul said yesterday on air, and we're going to add this to our article that's linked up on Drudge right now, when Ron Paul basically said that he would be announcing in the next month that he's probably going to run for president. Now, we're going to add to that article an update. Headline, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices signal big event, economic collapse. And it's a simple rule that if you devalue the global currency, the dollar, that it isn't that gold and silver have gone up. It just takes more of those dollars to buy that gold and silver, and it signifies the beginning of the serious inflation. And Ron Paul agreed. The one world government crowd, the new world order crowd, and this is Ron Paul, the big presidential contender, concurring with us, that as they do this, they need to destroy the existing orders of the world to bring in the new Bancor global one world government currency, because things will get so bad, they will offer this as the solution. We are now entering that time of crises, order out of chaos. What else did your source tell you? Any other key tidbits?
Alex, isn't it amazing? And I sit here listening to you right now just utterly stunned, because you're exactly right. Isn't it amazing that everything that Mr. Fromm told me before he died, everything that my elitist friend now is telling me, that every single bit of it they told me 2 years, 3 years ago, back 35 years ago when Mr. Fromm told me that they were not going to open up Gull Island and the Arctic Wildlife Refuge until they got the price of crude oil to where they wanted it to go. And at the time, he wouldn't tell me what that price was. But then I found out just recently they wanted to go to $200 a barrel. Isn't it amazing that every single thing that these people said way back yonder 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago, now Ron Paul is talking about it, now the national newsletters of almost every single writer.
And then oil and natural gas is going to be scapegoated for this, and they're going to force us onto the new green economy that costs 2 or 3 or 4 times even what oil does. This is the shutdown of our industrial system, the stated UN plan. The head of NASA, Goddard Center, says he wants a post-industrial America shut off our power. This is how they're doing it. They'll sell us less of it for a much higher price when they built our whole society off interstate highways under the Eisenhower plan, when you've got to travel to get to work, when most people can't use buses or trains. They are holding us hostage. They got us dependent on oil, and now they're shutting down the refineries. They're shutting down the supply. They have engineered this whole thing beautifully for global control, and they will pose as the saviors. Anything else he told you, then we're going to calls.
Well, first of all, he said that our Secretary of State had met, Hillary Clinton had actually met with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have been guaranteed that they will be given each of the nations they take over. What we are being so betrayed by Washington, D.C., it is startling to me as I hear all of this. So when she met with them, she said, okay, go ahead and take all these countries. This never appeared on the news media anywhere. No news person was allowed to talk with her after she came out of the meetings. I was given a chart. I know this is startling. I haven't said this yet on your program. I was sent a chart by my present living elitist friend, and the chart indicated what the Muslim Brotherhood wants to do. Now, the elite won't let them go as far as they want to go. They're going to let them go as far as taking over everything in the Middle East, every single king. Mark my words. I haven't said this before because just this past week I got it. Every Middle East king, every royal family is going to be deposed. They think that somehow the American government might stand with the people of Saudi Arabia. No way. You mark my words. The Muslim Brotherhood will eventually take it over. That'll be the last one to be taken. And they will be given, the Muslim Brotherhood will be given these countries because they want chaos in every one of them in order to cut off the oil supply, basically, as they've done in Libya, 1.6 million barrels. It was cut off in Libya from going to certain places in Europe, not America. When Saudi Arabia comes around, the majority of our oil supply will be cut off. Every bit of this is a part of the plan. And some people say to me, Chaplain Williams, why in the world would the elite destroy their own country? They aren't destroying their own country. They're gaining control of their own country, the United States of America. Most of them live in America. And they're gaining control of it by, first of all, bankrupting it. You don't take General Motors and Chrysler until you bankrupt them first. Then you get them by way of the Treasury through the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency.
And they're going to bring all 50 states. They're going to bring all 50 states into receivership under the feds, themselves bankrupt to the IMF and World Bank.
And they have everything to gain by it. Every bit of this was a part of a long-range plan devised many years ago. I heard them referring to it 35 years ago when I sat in their business meetings. And, of course, they 15 years ago began the housing crisis by the teaser loans and the interest-only loans. They knew it would bring about a housing crisis. You haven't seen anything until the commercial real estate, and it's just about to hit the fan. Commercial real estate is the next one. Residential real estate's what's brought us to the position we are now. When the commercial real estate begins to foreclose, the banks haven't touched it yet because they knew that the residential real estate was in such bad condition. Every bit of this is a part of that plan,
yes,
so that they can take it over and then over a period of years bring it back out on the auspices of the New World Order. And the Middle East was what they told me is the starting point for this. Egypt was the first place, Libya, and on to each Middle East country. Saudi Arabia last. When it does, you better be out of here.
And now it sets the precedent. Now it sets the precedent where the globalist can go fund rebels to try to overthrow a government, and then in humanitarian grounds have the New World Order military come in and bombard that country. This is the new neo-colonial model. Now, Lindsay, can I keep you 15 minutes in the next hour because I really want to go to calls?
Oh, gladly.
Okay.
I'll stay with you any day.
We're going to come back from break and go directly to calls for three segments. Then we got Max Kaiser coming on. But I just wanted to add, because Lindsay hadn't plugged it himself, I demanded a month ago when he got this new info, or a few months ago, that he put out a DVD with the latest information. Prophecy Club are the great producers of it. Prophecyclub.com. If you want to get Middle East, the rest of the story that breaks all this down very calmly in a focused way without the radio breaks and things interrupting it, or 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111 to get a copy. It's up on InfoWars.com. Glenn Beck makes it official. He will depart Fox News, being driven out of there. Big victory for George Soros. Continuing, we have the Spread the Truth with the new InfoWars widget. You can put it on your blog, your website, Facebook, and it just streams the show. You can stop and start it and all that. A great way to get the word out to people, or to go on places like MySpace that let you post it on people's pages. And we're going to put a version up there later today that has an autoplay if you choose, just where you post it and it just plays on your site, guaranteeing that people will hear it. Wonderful way to force multiply our information. And the other big news, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse. The Drudge Report, the New York Times, Politico, The Hill, USA Today, all linking to the interview and report we did yesterday with Congressman Ron Paul, where he basically said that he will announce his presidential bid sometime in the next month, if he's going to do it or not, but went on to say that he's already going ahead with the token fact that he is by agreeing to the debate in May. So that's big news as well. Now going to your phone calls here with Lindsay Williams. Tony was first, but he just hung up. So let's go to Scott, John, Julio, Bobby, Janice, and others. We'll at least get to those calls with Lindsay Williams. Scott in Texas, questions or comments for Lindsay Williams?
Yes, thanks, Alex. Lindsay, since your last interview, I've had two big questions I've been wanting to get to you.
Yes,
the first one is, you know, all of the forecasters have been predicting the crash of the dollar. It's absolutely certain. Do your elitist friends, is this a detailed forecast on their part, or are they saying we are going to crash the dollar in late 2012?
They said that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I don't want to change their words. I try to be as exact as I can with what they say, because sometimes the things behind what they're saying mean a lot more than what comes to the... Now, the dollar will not be non-existent, and they'll make the American people desire, beg, plead, get on their knees and beg for a new currency. That basically is what they want to do.
Okay, and my other, thanks for that answer. My next question has to do with the Chinese. You barely alluded to it last interview. It almost seems as though there's a lot going on behind the scenes between our State Department and China, and even a possible alliance with our military for them to have some kind of big operation in this country. I've heard about these bases in Mexico that are empty, but they're fully armed.
Oh, they've now signed official deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops in America for insurrection. That's Associated Press, Toronto newspaper, and Ottawa Citizen.
Okay. Our military normally would not allow China to overtake the country. They would bomb their tanks or whatever. Is it going to be in the back door, like as peacekeepers?
From what Joel Skousen says and from what Lindsay's saying is, it's a clash between the two. The Western elite, correct, Lindsay, are not planning on being buddies with the Chinese.
The Chinese, the expression was made by Ken Fromm before he passed away, said, China is the big one. He said, watch that above everything else, no matter what we do in the Middle East, North and South Korea, anything else. He said, watch the Chinese. The Chinese right now are angry. They know they've been double-crossed and that they're going to lose over $1 trillion of paper that they were told that they could trust in. As a result, I have not, and I'm going to say this very emphatically, I have not been told what the Chinese will do to America. But I do know that they're very angry and that it is scheduled for something. Watch China. It's so important. Even though what's happening in the Middle East, watching China is more important than even watching over there, which of course is going to impact America more than anything, because when Saudi Arabia is hit, our prices at the gas pump are going to go where they want it to go in order to
destroy
the value of the...
Yeah, we got to go to break.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I got five or six callers that I'm absolutely bent on getting to. John, Julio, Bobby, Janice, Jack. We've got Lindsay Williams for two more segments. We'll obviously have him up in the near future again. Everything he laid out is happening exactly as he said it would. Very scary stuff. I just want to add, you can go to prophecyclub.com, get his latest DVD breaking all this down, called Middle East, The Rest of the Story, or 888-799-6111. If you want to share that with your friends and family, we appreciate him breaking all this here. John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. This is a real privilege to be on with you guys. I got a few comments I'd like to make and get Lindsay's take on them and some questions. One of my things that was just answered, I think it was answered. Lindsay, you've talked a number of times about China being the big one. That leaves a lot to imagination, and I wonder if that ties in somehow with these reports you hear about Chinese troops being, you know, north and south of the border, but primarily south of the border.
Well, they did give them the Panama Canal. And both sides of the government, Republican and Democrat, and all three branches went along with that. But, I mean, there's this obsession with the Chinese invading. They won't have to invade. They own our debt. They own thousands of U.S. companies. But go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Well, it ties in with that. And the reports that I've received that I believe are factual, with hundreds of thousands of U.N. troops and foreign troops in different areas of this nation. So that was one thing I'd like either you or Lindsay to comment on. But going back, Lindsay, to back in October, and I listened to everything that you say, especially when you're on Alex Jones programs, you talked about It was said in there that there was. I'm wondering if they changed their time frame, because I remember you commented it was 6 to 9 months for the move in crude to be $150 to $200 a barrel, and then it seemed like maybe they were altering their time frame, because it seemed like it was, then it was 12 months, and then, you know, maybe by the end of 2012, and then, you know, combine that with the move in Brent crude. Is it specifically Brent crude? Because that seems to be taking off more than the New York crude, which wouldn't really affect the United States quite so much.
First of all, let's go back to China. The greatest impact that you're going to see out of China, then I'll get to the crude question. The greatest impact you're going to see on the United States of America, can you imagine the shelves of Walmart without a single product on them said made in China?
Everything's made out of oil. Everything's shipped with oil. I mean, it drives up everything.
Yeah, that's the greatest impact China's going to have on America. They're beginning to realize that they have been double-crossed, that the paper they're holding is going to become worthless. I'm quite sure they've listened to Alex Jones' show. They're bound to know what the elitists are doing. And as a result, they are buying gold and silver by the tons. Do you realize what China's doing? They're getting out of paper.
John, thank you.
And how much do we know they're selling secretively?
Yeah, we've got to move quick to get to all these calls. But, folks, it's in mainstream newspapers that they've signed deals to use foreign troops against the American people. But no one ever calls about that. I can't get any attention on it. It's always the rumors, the rumors. Folks, the rumors are over. It's in Ottawa Citizen. It's in other papers. I've shown them here with the headlines. Foreign military to be used inside the U.S., I don't know how else I'm telling you. It's admitted. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Gentlemen, God bless you both on this beautiful Wednesday. Lindsey, a quick question for you. Two quick questions, and Alex, something if you can ask Max. Lindsey, I'm getting set to do an independent documentary on 501c3 and the churches and the devil's messiah. How is there any way I could possibly interview you sometime in the future? Secondly, has your elitist friend, the new Mr. X, talked about what's going on in Japan with Fukushima and the whole nuclear disaster? And then finally, with gold and silver, what's going on with CarMax and the way silver is skyrocketed to $39 an ounce? And Alex, if you could ask Max how this is going to affect once silver is near the pinnacle of J.P. Morgan's Chase stock price, which is at $46.
All right, I'll bring that up with Kaiser when he joins us in about 30 minutes. We'll have Lindsey answer those questions you just asked after the break. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. Lindsey Williams on the other side.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul is calling for investigations of the U.S. Mint, the Federal Reserve, a lot more set to do that tomorrow in Congress. Max Kaiser coming up in about 22 minutes to go over this breaking news with us. We're almost out of time with Lindsey Williams. It's clear we're going to have him back up on air with us next week for part two of this. But I got lost in the mix exactly what Julio's first question was. I do remember his question for Max Kaiser I will bring up. But let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Great. Thank you, Alex. Long-time monthly member, first-time caller. I own a small recycling yard in Florida and taking a lot of advice on the gold and silver. But in our poor economy, I've had a lot of people asking me what a backup may be, and kind of would like to get Lindsey's thought on copper. I keep telling people copper pennies from 82 and back will probably be worth dollars someday.
Yeah, that's something you can get out of general pennies, and people don't know that they're worth a lot more, the old pennies, than the new ones, and you can cash those in. But all commodities, as the dollar's devalued, historically will go up. Lindsey?
The only reason that gold and silver is going to continue to escalate and probably never stop, you think $3,000 an ounce for gold is going to going to be high. You haven't seen anything. After they put in the new world currency, they'll continue to take it up. The reason that's going is because they want to back the new world currency with something that is tangible, gold and silver.
And by the way, the IMF and World Bank have talked about this new global currency. You'll still have your local currencies. They'll just be denominated and controlled by this private central bank of the world that Newsweek has written about. And they say it'll be partially gold-backed. So you're correct there as well, Lindsay. Bobby, anything else?
Also, yeah, I'd like to catch Lindsay's idea on the government poised for the shutdown. You think this is a something headed into just a move for their elitism?
It's another stunt to keep spending high. Lindsay?
Yeah, the elite have, okay, the gentleman just earlier in the program called and said, you said something about the price of crude oil going to a certain place by a certain date. The elite have had to, should I say, they'll go up to $4 a gallon, they'll come back to $3.80. They'll go up to $4.25. They've had to go back and forth on this in order to keep the American people from waking up.
They throttle it.
One thing about the elite, they do not want the American people to wake up. They do not want anarchy. They want to a slow frog in the pot boiling sort of a situation.
Yeah.
So this is the reason that they do this.
All right, Bobby, thank you. We got to move quick now to get to all these callers. But that's something else in October you told me that was really creepy, because I don't really even like being on their radar because I know they're dangerous people. You said that your sources, both known to yours truly, said that this radio show is definitely on the radar?
Oh, definitely watching you, Alex. You know, two times over these past 35 years, they've contacted me and threatened me. They haven't done that to you yet, fortunately, and I don't think they will, because the last... Oh, please, you've got to see this. The last thing I've been told, I was told this by Mr. Fromm before he ever passed away, the last thing to go in America is going to be talk radio. You... People like you and others that are doing the same thing you're doing, you are the last people they're going to shut up. The reason is they don't want the American people to get too alarmed over what's happening. They know when that happens that the American people will get upset. At that point, they'll have them so under control by the dollar that they can basically do with them what they want to. But, yes, you are on their radar.
Oh, boy. Janice in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to both of you. And, Lindsay, we even show your films in our Sunday school class.
For
the prophecy class. And, you know, I've been telling my friends that when GM was going under, they're saying, they're going down, they're going bankrupt. And I said, this is planned, this is a takedown, and this is a government takeover. I called it, and they made fun of me. When we went into Egypt, I said, when all this was going on in Egypt, they called me a Mubarak supporter. Thanks a lot, you know. I mean, these are patriotic friends that supposedly that accused me of being a... and I told them this was a planned, staged thing, and that it was going to spread throughout the Middle East, because I listened to you and I know what's going on. I can see it. I know how to interpret the news. And I'm just so thankful for you today to be saying this. And this is all staged. And I would like to ask Ron Paul about the tea parties and have you and Alex talk more about this, because they've been taking over, or the Republican Party is all it is. But and Ron Paul's the one that started the tea parties. But my question to you, Lindsay, is about the stock market. Do you have any news on what would happen to the stock market as the dollar falls?
The Plunge Protection Team is going to keep the stock market up as long as they possibly want it there. And the only reason it's staying there is because of the Plunge Protection Team that comes to its rescue every day. By the way, I feel honored that you would show my films in your Sunday school class. This is appreciative of me. Now, every single one of us, so you, me, all of us, are thankful to Alex Jones. Do you realize that none of this message could get out were it not for Alex's program?
Well, Lindsay, you don't. I appreciate that, and we appreciate you, but we've got to hurry to the next caller, but I'm just doing my duty. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Janice. Jack in Illinois, we got to move really quick now to get to everybody. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Lindsay, I certainly respect your work. Let's go back to the BP Gulf oil disaster for a moment. What's your take on the reason the tsunami did not occur as you, Richard Hoagland, and others predicted? And then also, what do you feel is the actual state of danger in the Gulf region today due to the oil spill and the use of the toxic chlorine?
Yeah, no, that's the only thing that these guys have told him that did not come true. And at the time, that was speculation by these elitists that a methane explosion could happen and could trigger a tsunami. And I personally poo-pooed that myself. But Lindsay, quickly, and I appreciate your call, Jack. I got to let you go because we're almost out of time. Your take on that, Lindsay?
When they hit this super deep well in the Gulf of Mexico, they knew that they could not control it. They did not know what was going to happen. They knew if they used a nuclear device that it could possibly rupture that strata.
And that was talked about on the news. I mean, that was just Lindsay reporting on things in the news.
Yes, and they knew that there was a possibility of this. And when those people were giving me, some insiders in BP were giving me every detail of what was happening in the Gulf, they said, this could possibly happen. People better watch out just in case it does. But, of course, it did not. And I think even they were glad that it didn't, or they would have been in big trouble.
Yeah, that's different from a globalist policy. Oh, I remember what the last caller wanted to know. He wanted to know if the tsunami could have been staged. And then during the break, you were talking to me before we forgot what the question was, and you were saying the elitist told you that no, that was not a staged event, that was not a bombing of the nuclear power plant.
No, now the elitist did not tell me that they did not have anything to do with the tsunami.
I misunderstood you.
In Japan, but from what I gather, from what they have said, is they only want to touch the subject. I don't think personally that they had anything to do with it. I think it was a natural disaster, but they definitely have not indicated to me that they had anything to do with it whatsoever through HARP and the scalar waves.
Okay, well, I misunderstood you during the quick break thing because I had other people talking to my ear. Lindsay, to recap, the globalists are going to try to overthrow all the Arab dictatorships and fiefdoms of these royalty. They're going to continue jacking up the prices. I'm going to definitely have the producers put you on hold right now and set you up for another hour sometime next week when it's good for you for part two of this, because there's so much more we need to go over and more calls we need to take. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. And again, prophecyclub.com. We want to check out his new DVD on this subject. Guys, get him on hold right now, and let's go ahead and get him set up for Wednesday or Thursday of next week. Let's get him set up for another hour. This is too important, and people are demanding to hear more Williams, and I understand why. I'm glad we contacted him because I knew he'd gotten some more intel. So much is going on. So much is happening right now. And I've got a smattering of other news I need to hit on. Before Max Keiser joins us, getting into Ron Paul's investigation he's launching tomorrow. This is a big deal. Also, Ron Paul says gold commodity prices signify the triggering of the big event, signaling economic collapse. That's at Infowars.com. The Drudge Report has our report linked on the right-hand side, dealing with Paul, saying he'll probably announce in the next month to run for president. That's big news all over the country. Very pleased that was announced here. We do have gold right now. Well, let's bring Ted Anderson up briefly. Ted, what's the latest numbers on gold and silver?
Well, right now gold is at $1,459.10, seeing a high today of $1,463.70. Silver's the big gainer, however. Right now, currently $39.46, but had a high today of $39.79. Alex, I think we're going to see $40 an ounce silver here very soon. It's been a big day in trading, and my goodness, is it ever short in supply? Try to get a U.S. Eagle out there, a Silver Eagle, and I'm having to beg and plead with a lot of my wholesalers and dealers and so on and so forth. You know, I need to buy this stuff.
And you've been in business 32 years, 14 with Midas, and the good news is you've got a supply, you've got a list of those, and discounted on that list when people call and say it's the Alex Jones radio special. Now, did you have to go up from the $110 for the three silver dollars, the free shipping, and three of my films? Have you had to go up?
Well, I've held that one, Alex, right now. The only thing I've increased on that sheet that we talked about yesterday on was the Creature from Jekyll Island and Silver Dollar. I have that at $41 now. For those of you who picked that up, I hope to goodness that you'll read that book.
So you get the Silver Dollar basically at cost with a free $20 book on top of it. So that is a move of $9 increase. You're saying you're holding the three silver dollars, free shipping, the silver dollars below spot, the free shipping, and the three of my films, best-selling films on top of it. Now with where silver's at, that's over an $80 discount. That's no one can beat that deal on silver dollars alone. That's $31 a piece, Ted.
I know it. I know it. There isn't a single dealer in the entire world that has them for less than that. Plus, you get the videos to go with it. You know, all I can say, Alex, is that let's get these videos out in the hands of people.
Yeah, but Ted, I mean, you still have silver, then you bought at the lower price, but I thought you were going to change this. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, come back and explain to me, because I haven't talked to you yet today. Explain to me how you're able to do this and how long your supplies are going to last, or are you selling silver you just bought at this price and losing money? We'll be right back. By the way, Kurt Nemo did a great job last night getting a quick report out. Ron Paul to announce presidential bid next month. But then this morning I was re-listening to the 20-minute interview we did with him live yesterday, and he actually said, I'm going to announce in the next month or maybe even sooner, because in the next few weeks he's going to announce whether he's going to be in the presidential debate. And he said he tentatively is probably going to do that. And his son said, yes, I expect him to run. Rand Paul, he's running. But Drudge actually got it right. His headline is Ron Paul to announce in weeks. Because technically he said within weeks or at least within the next month. And the Drudge Report has that link up on drudgereport.com. Let me actually pull up the headline here. Ron Paul to announce presidential run in weeks. And then that links over to our article at Infowars.com. And we have an updated article now posted at the top of that story. Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse. And again, he agreed the globalists have engineered this. And now we're going to try to get even more power out of it in that process. Ted Anderson, talking to you about this right now, and I want to get back into the gold and silver offers. I could say buy gold and silver from Midas. It's the sister company of Genesis, and that's how you started this whole thing. But at the same time, I can't even really say it supports the network or you or me, because I happen to know. But I know you bought a mega load of silver and gold, and then when it goes up, you sell it at the old price with your tiny 3% markup. I see your internal printouts that you send me on deals. Especially when I'm shopping around. But, did you sell out of the silver you bought at $31 an ounce? Are you crazily with it up there at 40 right now? And most people selling a silver ounce for about 44 with the markup. I mean, are you selling three silver dollars, free shipping, and $60?
Well, let's put it this way, Alex. I'm not making money on them, I'll tell you that. But I can tell you, I'll also tell you this. I think it's so important to get those videos out in people's hands. It just, I will raise those prices too. I just have to. The creature from Jekyll Island was so far distorted, I couldn't help it. I had to go.
You were losing about 50% on that, because if a silver dollar's costing you, $39, and then you're a book that retails for $24, you're getting them, I know, for about $15. So 40 and 15, 55, and you were selling that for $31, correct?
Yeah, don't forget I have to put them into a priority envelope, too, and that's, that's about $6.
And you got to pay to ship it, and you got to have your people pack it. Yeah. So, I mean, folks, when I say these are insanely good deals, they are. It's still a great deal. How much is the creature in a silver dollar now?
$41. Try to just buy a silver dollar for that. I mean, you're not going to get it delivered to you for $41.
Well, that's still a fabulous deal. Now there's a grab bag of limited supplies of different gold and silver coins, silver half dollars. As long as you say it's the radio special, you'll get the older price. The current one is great. They got on the website, but this is better. What's a grab bag of some of the other stuff you've got?
Well, we have bags of dimes, what we call survival bags of dimes. They're sitting in the $2,800 range. If you're looking for gold, the franc is a great buy. British sovereigns, $390. There's Walking Liberty halves. I'm going to have to raise that price, too. Right now it's $1,808. Man, it was $8.08 here just about a year ago, it seems, when we were talking about those. I mean, everything's just going out of this world. Alex, I don't know if you know this or not, but supplies right now are so tight. The U.S. Mint isn't making enough silver eagles to go around. It's hard for people to fill IRAs right now. And you know what the weird part about it is Von Nothaus is going to prison, and the people that have been running the Fed are going to walk free. It just, everything's so turned around upside down. It's just driving me crazy.
And it comes out that Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundering $370 plus billion didn't even get in trouble. I mean, this is just, it's just incredible that that's what this country and this world has come to. People need to protect themselves with gold and silver. To get a hold of these specials, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. And Ted's just too busy to go up on prices, and it'll still be a great deal. But he went up on one of them. He'll go up on the other very soon. When do you think you're going to go up on the other one, Ted?
You know, I'm hoping to be able to make it at least to this weekend, but I'll see. I have to watch what I'm doing here because, you know, the prices are just rising so fast in silver. It's just hard to keep up with my offers. You know, I have to change my TV commercials, radio commercials. There's so much I have to do, but it's just running like crazy, and that's the way it's going to be. The dollar's dropping like a stone in a lake, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
What do you think of the exciting fact that Ron Paul pretty much said he was going to announce in the next month to run for president?
Well, you know that there's nobody that wants that more than me. I just can't wait to start flying those banners I did last time around. I mean, I am just all pumped up and ready to go with that.
Now, you were funding blimps. You had airplanes up all over the country. I saw them in Austin. Incredible job, Ted Anderson. What do you think of Glenn Beck exiting Fox?
Well, you know, that's another thing.
We found out about that at dinner, didn't we, months ago? Mm.
Yeah. You know, that's true. So.
Oh, did we say too much?
I guess we did.
No, we didn't. We didn't say anything. I'm really bummed out about it. As bad as he is going after me behind the scenes and on air, I dislike George Soros even more. George Soros is going to be very pleased right now. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with Max Keiser and the latest Libya news.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the You've got it.
Steve Watson. It's up on prisonplanet.com, also GCNlive.com. Ron Paul, New World Order using financial crisis wars to enhance globalism. To set up a world government. Key article at GCNlive.com. Another one, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big events signaling economic collapse. GCNlive.com. Nuclear emergency decisions. That's up on GCNlive.com. Japan nuclear plant workers discuss choices to sacrifice his life. GCNlive.com. FEMA training to stop people like you. Key article. GCNlive.com. North Carolina SB 31 bill seeks to turn healers into felons. Another article at GCNlive.com from the economic collapse. How to find a job, just be willing to flip burgers and work for minimum wage. Gold hits new record at $1,460+ an ounce. And just incredible information on that front. Continuing with Ron Paul, one reason Max Keiser is joining us for the last 25 minutes of the transmission here in a moment. Ron Paul to highlight pet themes with U.S. Mint hearing. Here's another headline. Silver moving towards $40 an ounce as Ron Paul to investigate the U.S. Mint. And Keiser is here to discuss that with us and a lot more. The Saudi government saying oil to hit $200 to $300 a barrel. Basically, if the globalists try to overthrow them. That's out of Reuters. Also, the New York Times, USA Today, The Hill, Politico all picked up Ron Paul's interview here yesterday saying, yeah, he's pretty much going to announce in the next month whether he's going to run or not, and that he's putting a token in that he's going to probably go ahead and be part of the debate. So he's running, folks. You heard it here first. Big news across the country. We appreciate Matt Drudge for linking it as well at drudgereport.com. Now, here's the latest Libya news before we go to Max Keiser. Gaddafi, in letter, asked Obama to end airstrikes, says, you are a man who has enough courage to annul a wrong and mistake taken. He went on to say, we're under attack by al-Qaeda forces, as you know. Why are you backing the terrorist network? He's been saying that for 5 weeks, and now it's confirmed all over the news that al-Qaeda is the core. And rebel leaders the U.S. is backing are people that sent Mujahideen, as they call them, into Iraq to kill U.S. soldiers. And you're called anti-military, anti-American if you don't worship al-Qaeda now. And if you don't like Ammar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, number two in al-Qaeda, number one, if you believe the New York Times. I mean, we're supposed to just ignore all this like we're idiots because it's too scary with the comfort bubble people have this normalcy bias where I heard Beck talking about this. We've talked about it a lot, but I'm glad he was telling some truth now, unfortunately getting a show on Fox phased out. But he was saying people on the Titanic just went back to their staterooms. This, we couldn't be sinking, even as it was listing at a 45-degree angle. People on 9/11 said, I'm going back to my office. I'm going to go turn my computer off. They'd go up 20 floors and die. And we're here breaking this down. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to go over this cliff. And it shows that the globalists are really moving into their end game. But we've been prepared for this warning, people being laughed at for decades. Now people aren't laughing. They're really listening. Everywhere I go, big wigs, mainline business people that laughed at me years ago run up and say, you're right, this is really happening. People that don't even know who I am are talking about the collapse coming, the Federal Reserve engineering it. Wall Street and its criminal activities, its non-free market vertical integration of the economy through government controls is really being exposed. They're trying to make us fight with each other via the left-right paradigm, but more and more, it's not working. And now is the time to scream bloody murder and get this information out like never before, because the quickening is here, the acceleration, the amplification is here, and people have never been more ready to hear the truth. So it's on. We're in the New World Order, toe-to-toe with the globalists. We got a fighting chance. They just want to arrogantly throw all this in our face, hide it in plain view, and think that we'll just go along with it. We got to break the trance. Now, Max Keiser joins us. He's the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used in major stock markets worldwide, a very successful retired stockbroker in his own right, journalist with the BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, Press TV, Genesis on Saturday mornings. You name it, he does it, maxkeiser.com. And we wanted to get Max on to talk about what Ron Paul's doing, his move for investigations, the testimony he's going to be leading tomorrow in the House, what's happening with silver. It's on, as Max said to me during the break. Max Keiser, break down what you see happening.
Well, we've totally got him. We've totally got him, Alex. And this Bernie Von Knotthouse case. J.P. Morgan is totally desperate. Their stock price now is directly under assault by the rising price of silver. And tomorrow, of course, is the 7th of April, 4-7, which is the atomic number of silver. And this is the formal recognition of the Silver Liberation Army, the SLA. And that is one of the best ideas for a Google bomb I ever heard. The Silver Liberation Army is going to take all the silver off the market necessary to completely bankrupt the banksters. This Bernie Von Knotthouse case, you know, JPM is in the nut house. They're going to put J.P. Morgan in the nut house. It's absolutely outrageous that they would go after this guy.
By the way, it's pronounced note house, he corrected me, but I guess you can call it nut house if you want. But, you know, the issue here is even the Wall Street Journal, even AP said this makes regular barter illegal. They didn't even have a law. They just had a servile jury who probably have IQs below room temperature.
Well, the $7 million in silver that they're trying to grab from citizens is directly going to be used to offset J.P. Morgan's short silver position. That's how desperate they are. They're scrambling for silver in the open market, and they can't get it. You've got guys in Canada and all over the United States who are taking physical off the market.
So you're saying you believe what you launched here 3-4 months ago and what others picked up on, tens of thousands of video sites. You're saying that the crash J.P. Morgan buys silver has now gone into terminal velocity. It's now gone into point of no return and that they are scrambling.
Yes, because the J.P. Morgan has put up their own stock as collateral against these shorts. And that means that when the price gets above 47, as you see, it's now almost 40. Once it gets over 47, J.P. Morgan's going to fall like a house of cards. This is going to be an unbelievable spectacle to watch this $160 million colossus, this financial terrorist, the two terrorists get totally decimated right before our eyes.
Now, we get calls saying, well, they'll just print money and paper and throw it at it, but everybody's...
What's Ron Paul saying?
Ron Paul's saying
no more. He's going to put a line in the sand. No more paper money. You've got Utah going to gold and silver standard. You've got five states now going to precious metal standard. Ron Paul standing up saying no more. J.P. Morgan's being carried on a stretcher. They're done.
All right. I want to give you the floor. I want to give you the floor to go over this. I'm not disagreeing with you. Explain to people, though, that only a fraction of the silver needs to be physically held, and then that calls their bluff on their paper manipulation. Explain the technicals of that, and then you got the floor.
Well, for every ounce that somebody buys of silver, J.P. Morgan sells 20 to 50 ounces of silver that don't exist. It's called naked short selling. That's the simple. That's the bottom line. They sell silver that doesn't exist. It's naked short selling. They've sold more than, by some estimates, 3 billion ounces short, but more than a billion, certainly, and that's the entire silver stock above ground. They've sold short more stock than exists above ground, and they're on the floor every day manipulating the price. Every time someone shows up to buy 1 ounce of silver, J.P. Morgan tries to sell 10 as a naked short sale, silver that they don't own. But at the end of the month, the books have to be squared. The COMEX has to physically deliver. Just a few days ago, the COMEX came once again within a hair's breadth of collapsing due to physical delivery. Every month gets closer and closer. And now, with what's happening with the Silver Liberation Army, which is being launched globally around the world, we're going to take what's remaining of that silver off the out of the physical stock, off the physical market, and we're going to put, you know, J.P. Morgan 6 feet under. They're the terrorists. They're the ones financing Gaddafi. They're the ones financing Al-Qaeda. They're the ones financing the financial terrorists on Wall Street.
By the way, that did come out. That did come out when Bernanke, for several years, didn't want to release where the trillions in bailout went. A lot of it, most of it went to Europe and private corporations, but some of it did go to Gaddafi.
Absolutely. Through the back-end machinations, and the pipeline, financial pipelines, conducted primarily by Morgan and Goldman Sachs. So now it's coming to the surface, but this Silver Liberation Army, this global force of physical buyers, is striking a blow for freedom. And we're going to have the joy of watching for our own spectacle the collapse of this colossal terrorist, J.P. Morgan. And the price has now run away. The price of silver is running away like wild dogs can't stop it anymore. People are taking it off the market. The more they take it off the market, the higher it's going to go. And this is a fantastic wealth transfer. They stole our wealth. Now we're taking it back. And that gives us the wherewithal to rebuild this entire economy and rebuild this entire political system with smart people like Ron Paul in charge, who can bring back all of the freedoms that people had before these bankster terrorists took them away.
Now, how do you expect Morgan to try to stop this from happening? I mean, even mainstream news is now saying the COMEX could default. You're correct on that. But what are the exact numbers that'll happen at 47? When do you expect that to happen? Or do you think they could successfully drive it back down? How is the empire going to strike back?
Well, they're going to go. They have to just choose. Either J.P. Morgan lives, or they're going to have to completely sacrifice the dollar and the Federal Reserve Bank. And it's all going to go down the toilet anyway. It's all worthless. And if they go to the Fed, like they did in October of 2008, if they go to the Treasury, and they're getting a wall of paper, but this only increases the inflation and the price of the silver, which is causing damage on their balance sheet because they are short the silver. Every time the silver goes up a buck, they've got millions and millions more liabilities on their balance sheet. They never anticipated that campaign that was launched on your show on November 11th. Silver was 26.5. They never anticipated.
Well, I don't want credit for devastating moves. We'll just give it all to you, Max.
Well, it launched on your show, and it caught fire, and they never anticipated that. In other words, they've got analysts who try to put pencil to paper and figure out the risk of owning all of this.
No, they've got Google predictive futuristic modeling systems, but they can't gauge the organic explosive info war attack paradigm.
That's right. That was not calculated on their risk analysis, and they've been playing catch-up ever since. And it just gets worse and worse every single day. And the Von Nothouse spectacle, it to me is a clear indication that we've totally won this war, because they're going after numbnuts, nobody, with a silver Liberty coin to try to attack this guy to get $7 million of silver to cover their,
Well, they're really doing it to scare. Commission. They're doing it to scare people that are holding silver and gold, and to teach juries that silver and gold is illegal, even when it's not.
Yeah, I'm really scared. I just bought another 1,000 ounces. That's how scared I am, Alex.
Okay.
How freaking scared I am. Anyone who's listening to me right now is saying they're laughing and they're buying more because they love to win. Now we got them.
No, it's time. It's time to call their. It's time to call their bluff. And as a British naval lord once said, "Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them."
They're in the tuxedos. Let's go straight to the cocktail bar. You know, we got them. I mean, this is the best news we could have had. Is this spectacle of these coming out and going after this guy after $7 million of silver. I mean, how fantastic is that? How piddling? How corrupt? It's like you pull back the curtain, it's the Wizard of Oz. It's just a little old crumpled Jamie Dimon and his bag full of paper money. He's nothing.
No, I agree. I mean, these bankers are ugly little hunchback men in $5,000 suits scrabbling around just like Ken Lay, just like Bernie Madoff. They're sacks of criminal, maggot-filled pus, and all we've got to do is be red-blooded and let them hear our war growl of information. We're coming for you, New World Order! We've got history and destiny on our side. You may have taught some people that you're invincible with your little con man bluff, but it doesn't work on a lot of us, and we're coming for you! Let me hear your war growl, Max! Yeah! Let me hear it!
Pull the trigger! Pull the trigger, Alex! Silver Liberation Army! Launch the Google Bomb!
All right. Well, here's the problem. Their algorithm's starting to defeat us on that. Have you launched an article that has Silver Liberation Army in the headline?
It's on my site right now, maxkaiser.com.
Okay, so we'll see if we can do this at the end of the show. It's harder at the end. Silver Liberation Army, hit them hard, folks. Silver Liberation Army, hit them hard. Three words into Google over and over and over again. We normally always succeeded. They now have algorithms trying to block us. Silver Liberation Army, and we'll clone his article at Infowars.com right now. Tell the guys or the gals and everybody else, clone his article at your site. Silver Liberation Army, you do have an article about this.
It's on my site, maxkaiser.com.
Well done, Lord Kaiser. So
it's fantastic, Alex. I got to tell you, this is going to be a major win, and now we're just going to go win, win, win. I predict, you know, the
right. Ron Paul. I want to hear your war. I want to hear that in a minute, but I want to hear your war growl. Everybody, let's hear your war growl. Everybody across it. I want to hear the studio. We're spoiling for a fight, and nothing on earth's going to stop them. All right, Silver Liberation Army. Three words. Silver Liberation Army. Silver Liberation Army. Silver Liberation Army. Silver Liberation Army. Attack Delta. And then add a bunch of sub-articles and plump links. You were going to say something about Ron Paul. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I think he's going to be nominated for this 2012 election. He's got the momentum. He's got the right message. It's his time. And he's going after these guys, and I'm a big supporter. You know, the guy has got it. This is his year. I really believe it. I think Obama's got nothing. He was, as you pointed out in the Obama deception, he's just an empty suit. He's got nothing. And the inflation skyrocketing, people are buying, you know, $12 for a bag of tomatoes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they know exactly what the problem is. These banksters in the Fed. And that's Ron Paul's, that's where he's going after. He's going after the problem. So this is what's happening, and I think he's going to do really, really well.
Absolutely, and you know, the system is horrified of Ron Paul, but they can't kill an idea. Ideas are bulletproof.
Well, supposedly tomorrow he's doing an address in front of Congress. I think he talked about it. And he's going to start talking more and more about precious metals, the gold and silver, as their role in a sound economy and rebuilding the American economy. And this, of course, if they come back and they have to go back to a gold standard, because the debts are so high, because they've got hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, the way to go back to a Bretton Woods-style gold-backed currency, you'd have to mark the price of gold up to a minimum of $7,000 an ounce. A minimum of $7,000.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about Ron Paul took the gloves off yesterday, hardcore against the New World Order, global government. They've engineered it. Hardcore yesterday. He's taking the gloves off. We all got to do it. It's now time to get serious and put your war face on, ladies and gentlemen, and gut up, okay? Because the globalists aren't going to give us quarter. We got to go in against them right now. It's InfoWar. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones. Okay, Max has got actually a little blurb video up about the Silver Liberation Army. He's going to get a little article out soon. We'll get it up at InfoWars and Prison Planet so that when you search Silver Liberation Army, when people see it listed on Google News and all the media checks that daily for trends, then they'll know what we're talking about. But very, very exciting. Getting back to Ron Paul, he has clearly taken the gloves off and is going to be exposing what's going on at the Mint, how they're not allowing enough for supply. We see the paper price of silver and gold being way below what it really is in the market. Slowly but surely, the globalist time is running out. Your more comments on Ron Paul and when you really think they're going to default on the COMEX.
Well, yeah, as you point out, you know, the game for the silver market for years, because silver doesn't pay any interest. This is how the whole thing got started. They would short silver and buy it back cheaper. And then the federal government would allow them to do so by leasing them out precious metals. And this is the way the investment banks and the broker dealers could make up maybe 1% or 2% a year on silver and gold, which don't pay any interest. But what's happened over the past 10 or 15 years is that the amount that they've sold short has mushroomed and ballooned. And with interest rates at 0%, their ability to borrow money from the Fed and other sources at 0% means that they can expand that silver short position to where it is astronomically large. And this is where the unexpected thing happened, the black swan event, where people said, you know what, we're going to take physical delivery, thus forcing you to buy that silver in the open market. And once that ball got rolling, it started to get faster and faster down the mountain of price appreciation. And right now, with silver just under $40 a share, you've got this outrageous kleptomaniac J.P. Morgan and friends trying to go after poor Bernie von Nothaus and his $7 million of silver, which is clearly just a way to get some physical in-house to offset their huge short position. But it's such a piddling sum, and their problem is so huge that it's laughable, and it's only going to inspire people like myself and everyone around the world to keep buying physical silver to make the situation worse and worse and worse. And the more you do, the higher the price is going to go. Once it gets past the old 1980 Hunt Brothers $50 a price level, that there's no resistance. You know, this is a technical term. There's no sellers. There's nobody selling it that anymore because no one's ever owned it that high. So then you see a gap go from 50. You can see a gap do a straight shot up to 75. And that's what the traders, the professional traders, are banking on now. They get it past that J.P. Morgan price. J.P. Morgan throws in the towel and starts to buy in the open market, just like that movie Trading Places, if you remember it, with from 20 years ago, there was that huge swing in the marketplace. J.P. Morgan are the losers. They have to go into the market and buy it in the open market, which is only going to catapult the price into the triple figures. It's almost comical because it's going to be such a spectacular fireworks because it's been cheap for 20 years, artificially cheap. So the genie's out of the bottle. Meanwhile, if you own it, you're getting wealthier and the banks are getting poorer. That's the beautiful thing. They stole our wealth. Now we're taking it back through the mechanism of silver.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I am seeing the trolls and the George Soros people go all out against Ron Paul right now with their Pentagon robot fake posts. So people better get ready and pray for Ron Paul and pray for everybody else that's in this fight. Pray for me, please, Max Kaiser, everybody else, because this is a very serious time to be alive. And you know, we've got some gallows humor here, but this is not a joke at the end of the day. This is very, very serious time we're in. Max, what's your ETA on having that Silver Liberation Army article out?
Like 10 minutes.
Well, take your time. It'll take a few hours for this to go to number one, and it's up to the listeners out there. Three words, put it in Google over and over again. Hit enter over and over again. I'll do it after the show here in a minute. Silver Liberation Army. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. More informative, big guest tomorrow, right through Friday. You thought Ventura was big. Ron Paul, Max Kaiser, we got even more for you, bringing you the number one most informative guest and analysis and information. Max Kaiser, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yes, Alex, thank you.
All right, retransmission starts now with Lindsay Williams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.